Close your eyes and watch your breath. Watch the breath coming in, watch the breath going out. Make up your mind you're going to stay right here with the breathing. That's how this becomes meditation. In other words, it's not just the mind wandering around, but you make up your mind you're going to do something and then you stick with it. This is the beginning of the rains retreat. Actually, may actually have some rain, which is unusual for this part of the world. The rains retreat is the time when the monks settle down for 3 months, and unless they have necessary business, nobody goes anywhere. Everybody has to meet dawn here at the monastery. If they have necessary business, they can go away only for 7 days, and it really does have to be necessary, something connected with a religion or something emergency comes up. Otherwise, they stay here, and it's usually among a normal pattern among the monks that once they settle down like this, they make up their mind they're going to accelerate their practice during the 3 months. Because 3 months is a good time to try out something new, put more demands on yourself and see how you can live with it. And if it works out well, then you just continue with that practice after the end of the rains. As John Mun used to say, you want to make your practice in the shape of a circle all the way around the year. But it's good to have a time to give it a running start to see if a particular practice really does work for you. And a lot of lay people decide to make this a time that they're going to make some special determinations as well. During the 3 months, they're going to try to put more emphasis either on generosity or on virtue or meditation, precepts that are a little bit shaky, a little bit weak, might try to firm them up, ways of being generous that you haven't been generous before. You might decide you want to chant every day, have a particular chant that you choose. In particular with the meditation, you decide you meditate more than you normally would and see how it goes for 3 months. But give it a really, really good chance. And if it works out that you find the benefits coming from the practice accelerated like that, then you can keep them up after the end of the rains. So it's good to stop and think at the beginning of the rains, what kind of practice do you want to emphasize? This is going to be an individual matter. Because you have to look at your own life, see where is the goodness in your life, where is it weak? All too often when we make a tally of our lives, it's a tally of our bank accounts. How about out your goodness account? What's the goodness account like? How's your virtue? How's your generosity? How's your meditation? What could be augmented? What could be supplemented? What could be raised to a higher level? One good place to look always, of course, is at your speech. This is an aspect of that virtue that's the easiest way to break the precepts is with your mouth, saying things that you realize afterwards that you shouldn't have said. There's one virtue or one precept that governs speech, and that's speech against lying. In other words, everything that comes out of your mouth is a truth. You don't fudge the facts. May not have to really reveal all the details of a situation. When someone asks you how you are, you don't have to tell everything about how you are. And if there's a situation where someone tries to get information from you that you know that they're going to abuse, you try to do everything you can to not give this information, but at the same time, you don't lie. That's the precept. But there are other standards for right speech as well. There's a standard of right speech. You try not to speak in a divisive way. In other words, you try to speak in ways that create harmony in the group. You don't try to speak in ways that are harsh, in other words, meaning to hurt people's feelings. And you don't engage in idle chatter, in other words, speaking without any real reason at all, just opening your mouth and seeing what's going to come out. Because a lot of damage can be done in these ways. Now, it's impossible to have precepts against these because there are times when, for example, with divisive speech, you know that somebody is harmful and you want to warn somebody else about this harmful person, which technically would be divisive speech, but in this particular case, it's for the genuine good of the person you want to talk to. Sometimes strong speech is required for people to understand how serious an issue is, but you want to make sure you don't engage in divisive speech or harsh speech just for the fun of it, just because you feel like it. I mean, the point of controlling your speech is that you want to think about what are the effects of what you're going to say, the long-term effects. You don't just open your mouth and say whatever you feel like saying. Speech is not necessarily there for you to just express yourself. You want to express thoughts that are actually going to be helpful, information that's actually going to be helpful, things that actually lead to harmony within the group. Because we look around us and we saw all the divisive speech being thrown around on the web and everywhere else in the media right now. And it's just the kind of thing that tears the country apart. You don't have to shoot at people. All you have to do is say untrue things or say harsh things or divisive things. And society becomes a much less pleasant place to be. And we can't control the media out there, but you can control your contribution to the general atmosphere and the way you speak. So you might want to think about, for the next 3 months, you're going to make a lot more, take a lot more care in how you speak, what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, when you're going to say it, to whom you say it. All these aspects of speech are really important. Words are cheap, but you don't want to use a lot of cheap words to cheapen society. You want your words to be valuable. And if you can't think of anything true to say or harmonious to say or something kind to say or something with a purpose, then it's probably better not to say it. Just be quiet. Let people think that you're wise. But you don't just open your mouth and say whatever you feel like saying, because that way you damage yourself, you damage the people around you, you damage society. So that's one suggestion for one thing you might want to do for the next 3 months, is to tighten up your scrutiny on how you speak. Because after all, as a John Swat used to say, each of us has only one person, ourselves, that we're responsible for. And our mouth is one thing we've really got to be responsible for. So take this opportunity to get more skillful in your speaking and see what benefit it has in your life and the situation around you.